If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Vegas, baby, Vegas, week 15 in the National Football League. And this is the best podcast I'm aware of. If there's a better one, feel free to tweet us. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. He is at Fezzik Sports. I should probably introduce him. Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. And this is the Even Money Podcast, which, as I was saying, I believe is the best wagering, gaming, gambling, whatever podcast out there as it relates to the NFL. And we're coming off of a real good week. I was up 5 units, Steve. You were up 4. And how about this? 4 out of our 5 best bets hit. And all of them except for Buffalo, which blew it for us and let us down. All the other ones hit. The Steelers and the over was huge in that game. Plus the Green Bay Dallas under was very good for both of us as well. So we will see if we can keep that going with today's Even Money Podcast. Let's roll, Bri.
All right, guys, let's start off with, Rosslo, why don't you go first? The Tampa Bay Bucks tonight at the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis minus 2.5 points and the total 41.
Well, I guess this is kind of like last week. I don't really understand why the Rams are favored. I just don't see it. I like the Bucks to win the game. I love that the Bucks are getting points. The Bucks' run defense has been pretty good throughout. The Rams can't do anything other than hand it to Todd Gurley. I'm putting not 2, but 3 units on the Bucks tonight to win this game and getting the points. Although I think earlier in the week they might have been getting 3.5 points, Steve.
Actually, the game, lots of line moves, opened pick'em all the way up to 3, and then they've taken it back down to 2.5 here this morning. I agree with you completely, Russ. Last week the Rams were hosting the Detroit Lions, and the Rams were catching 3 points. Now they're playing a better team, Tampa Bay, and they're laying 2.5 points. Makes no sense to me. Tampa Bay will be 2 units. I'm going to put in 2 prop bets before we chime in with the best bet here on this. I'm going to go ahead and play first quarter under 7.5, lay $1.30. I don't see this game starting out fast. I think there'll be a whole lot of Todd Gurley. I think it'll be a low-scoring game, and it will start very low. And as a partial hedge, Jameis Winston just is not throwing touchdown passes. I'm going to play him under 1.5 touchdown passes. Probably going to have to lay minus 130 on that as well. So one weight on those 2 props. You know I love my props on primetime games, but 2 units, the best bet is Tampa Bay plus 2.5.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, how about the Jets at the Dallas Cowboys? Jets minus 3 and the total 42.
Yeah, you know, the Jets, they might actually make the playoffs here. They in Pittsburgh, because Kansas City has a cupcake schedule, are competing, and they both know they got to pretty much win out in order to go ahead and get a bid. I don't really have too much on this game. I lean to the Jets just because I think stick a fork in the Cowboys that they're done. But with the line currently sitting, it's moving to 3.5. There's still a few minus 3s left. I think the Jets are going to win, but it wouldn't surprise me for the Dallas defense to play well. Don't have much on this game. I pass.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, I think the Jets win the game. I think the Cowboys do a decent job of keeping it close. If I had to lean one way or the other, I would probably lean with the Jets. I'd lay the points and take the Jets to win by 7 or win by 10. I don't think the Jets have the number one rush defense in the NFL. I just don't see, and the only offense the Cowboys had last week was McFadden broke a couple runs. I don't see that happening. I think the Jets stifle McFadden, try to make Castle beat him. I don't think he can do it. I do think, however, that the Cowboys put forth a better performance on defense. They won't let Chris Ivory run over them like Eddie Lacy did, which is why I am putting 1 unit on the under. I'm going under 42 in this game. I think, if anything, maybe the Jets get the 20 points. I don't see how the Cowboys do. So give me one unit. I changed my mind. I'm going two units on the under 42 in that game, Bri.
All right, Ross, how about the Chicago Bears? Moving on to the Sunday games. Bears at the Vikings, Minnesota minus 5.5 with a total of 43.
Well, I like the Vikings to win the game, but I don't like the Vikings enough right now to lay 5.5 points. I'm actually tempted to take the Bears here and to put a unit on the Bears getting the 5.5. But that's kind of a weird number. You know, it's not close to a touchdown. It's not a touchdown. It's not a field goal. It's right in between. I'm going to reluctantly pass this game, but I would definitely lean Chicago.
Yeah, and I looked at the spread, and I said, and my first reaction was, boy, that's kind of light for, you know, the Vikings competing for a playoff spot. But I only have them 2.5 points better than Chicago, which with some home field puts the number right where it's at. I'm going to pass.
All right, Steve, how about the Atlanta Falcons at the Jacksonville Jaguars? Jags minus 3. We got a total of 48.5.
Oh, and this play will not be popular, I guarantee it. I know Jacksonville put up 100 points last week, but the look-ahead line on this game was Atlanta minus 1, and now Jacksonville is laying 3. Atlanta got completely embarrassed and bageled while Jacksonville played their best game in franchise history. And whenever I see one team win by 30 and another team lose by 30, the contrarian in me kicks in. I'm getting 4 extra points of line value from one game in the NFL. I'm going to hold my nose. Atlanta Falcons plus 3. Show some pride. 2 units.
So you're showing plus 3 because I'm showing plus 3.5 here, Steve.
It did open 3.5, but we are at plus 3. Missed the 3.5s.
Oof. All right. That makes a difference. I'm going to lean Atlanta. Boy, they've been playing bad. You know what, though? Jacksonville lost at home to San Diego. They lost to the Titans. Jacksonville is still a yo-yo, which Mike Zimmer was talking about, a yo-yo up-and-down roller coaster team. So I'll put one unit on Atlanta as well so we can have a best bet.
The best bet.
All right, our next game is so big it's blowing up. It's off the charts. Ross, it's Houston at Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's off, so there's nothing we can say about it. It's off on the line, off on the total. I guess, Steve, they're just waiting on Hasselbeck?
Yeah, Hasselbeck, it should be Hasselbeck, and, you know, they're, I guess for Houston, let me look at my latest. Taylor Yates is expected, T.J. Yates is expected to start for Hoyer, and there's a they've downgraded Luck. He's not going to be playing. So it's going to be Hasselbeck and Yates. No lines on the game. I do like the under in the game.
All right, Steve, how about Kansas City? They're minus 7.5 at Baltimore with a total of 41.5.
You know, on my handicapping, my first step is always to look at what was the line last week, and the line was 5. And I know Kansas City is on a long winning streak, although they struggled to put away San Diego. And I know that Baltimore is completely in the tank. But in the NFL, you give me a home team, and it's 7 to 7.5. There's both out there. You give me 7 or more points with a home team, I need a reason not to play them. I think Baltimore will go ahead and bring an inspired effort. Their stats aren't that bad. Obviously, Baltimore's not a good team at all. I'll put one unit on Baltimore plus the 7, 7.5.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I think I said this maybe on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but I expect the Ravens to put forth a really valiant effort in one of these next couple weeks, either this game at home or the following Sunday against the Steelers at home, which, you know, that's the only way that they could make this season a little bit acceptable is next week if the Ravens beat the Steelers and knock them out of the playoffs. That is the Super Bowl for the Ravens next week against the Steelers. I don't think the Super Bowl is this week. I would lean Baltimore as well. In fact, if I'm getting 7.5, I'll put one unit on it, but I'll have more to say about the Ravens next week.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, how about the Buffalo Bills? Minus 1 at the Washington Redskins. We got a total of 44.
Well, I think the Redskins are going to win the game. You know, 1 point doesn't do much for me, but I'll take the Redskins. I mean, I'll put one unit on the Redskins. You know, Rex Ryan pretty much announced that the Bills are pretty much out of the playoff picture, and the Redskins have a lot to play for. And the Bills, I just think that they realize at this point that the season's kind of lost. It's been a disappointment. I think the Redskins take advantage of that. I think the Redskins find a way to get this win. So I'll put one unit on the Redskins at home getting a point.
Yeah, the Redskins have been much better at home versus on the road. My power ratings make the game right where it's at, though, and I like my power ratings to agree with my bets, so I'll reluctantly pass lean Redskins.
All right, Steve, how about the Tennessee Titans at the New England Patriots? We got minus 14 for New England with a total of 47.
You know, it really feels like the Patriots are rolling now. They had the best week a team could have with Denver and Cincinnati losing. They know they control their destiny. I think they're going to kill the Titans, but I simply just don't lay 14, especially with a look-ahead line of 10 on this game. Gronk is back. New England's heading to the Super Bowl. I'm going to pass.
I'll be at this game, and I'm looking forward to any time I get a chance to watch Mariota in person and watching the Patriots. This sounds insane, I think, but I'm going to put two units on the Patriots. I mean, I just think that they're going to win this game by a lot. I think they're going to hammer the Titans. I know it probably goes against every rule, Steve, to lay this many points, and it goes against a lot of them. Otherwise, you would have done it. So tell me what rules I'm breaking here. I'm putting two units on the Patriots. I just don't see how this is a close game. I just don't see how that happens. I hope it is for my sake. I'm the one broadcasting it. I don't see it, though. I'm putting two units on the Patriots. Tell me what rules I'm breaking.
Well, you're not breaking any sharp betting rules when you bet on New England because they cover 55% of all their games. The one subset that hasn't been good for them is when they lay double digits. That's where they have actually not covered as well. But I might say this game is eerily similar to a game they played against Jacksonville earlier in the year where what they put up on Jacksonville, 51. So I have no problems with it at all.
Who's next? Ross, you want to do Arizona at Philadelphia? We got the Cardinals minus 3.5 at the Eagles with a 50.5 point total.
Sure, but I first, Bri, want to tell you and Steve about BetDSI.com, the only sports book I've ever signed up for, the only sports book I've ever used. BetDSI.com has been around 16 years. And they get an A-plus rating on most of the sports book review sites out there. Google them. You'll see. And most importantly, they are fans of the podcast. They are friends of the podcast. They give us money. They give us free, glorious money. Tucker10 or the code DRAFT10, BetDSI.com. Some of you are maybe out of your fantasy football leagues now. Now's another way you can make these games more interesting at BetDSI.com. Maybe even go with me on the Patriots, putting some units laying 14 points. Arizona, Philadelphia, I like Arizona to win the game. I don't like laying more than 3.5 to a home team the way the Eagles have been playing as of late. I'm going to pass this game. I guess I would lean Philly getting 3.5, but I would not feel good about it. It's not much of a lean, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I lean Philly, and it's not much of a lean as well. Phony win against New England with all the special teams, touchdowns, and then somewhat of a phony win against Buffalo. I don't know if you saw your fellow offensive lineman, the much maligned Richie Incognito. They look at him under a microscope. They nailed him for two. Not one, but two big penalties in the fourth quarter. And frankly, I didn't think either one really should have been flagged. I don't know if you saw that, Ross. That doomed our Buffalo bet last week against Philly. So Philly fortunate. I'm going to pass this game.
Steve, what about Carolina minus 5 at the New York Giants? We have a total of 48 points.
So I'm reading through some trends, and teams in the NFL that are 13-0 are absolute point spread death. Week 14. I'm not really sure why it kicks in week 14, and I think part of it is that's the first point of the year where a team kind of has broken clear enough to say they're going to get the home field advantage almost for sure. The Giants have a long history of being Giant killers in this role. They beat a 13-0 Denver team. Of course, they knocked off the Patriots in their perfect season in the Super Bowl, and they played the Patriots very well that same year at the end of the year. So the Giants need the game like blood, sure. I think Carolina is not going to be able to continue to cover games now that the market has caught up with them. New York Giants, two units.
Wow. You might be right, and the Giants in particular have a real history of beating teams like this. It's kind of crazy, but those are other teams, and I just don't see how it happens. I can't imagine that the Panthers and Josh Norman are going to let Odell Beckham Jr. beat them, and the Giants don't have anything else. Carolina's been on such a roll. I don't think they'll blow them out, but I think they'll win the game. I'm going to put one unit on the other way. I'm going to put one unit on Carolina.
All right, Ross, the Cleveland Browns, they're at Seattle. -14.5 for the Seahawks, a total 43.
I'm passing this game. If I had to lean, I would lean Cleveland because they're getting 14.5 points. I think the Seahawks massacre the Browns. I think Manziel runs around and gets killed. I think this is a bad, bad outing. I don't think, even though I thought his comments were fairly innocuous, I'm sure that the Seahawks are going to use that for extra motivation as if they needed it. I think the Seahawks win big, but I'm not going to lay 14.5 points. I will pass.
Yeah, and if I'm a 14.5 point dog and an NFL head coach, I don't think I'm going to come out and tell the opponent that their quarterback is not elite right before I play them. I agree, Ross. I think Seattle's going to kill them. Unfortunately, there's a trend that makes sense in the NFL that if you're an NFL team and you score 30-plus points back-to-back weeks and you give up less than 10, this is what Seattle has done the last 2 weeks, you fall on your face the next week. And it makes a lot of sense to me that after two perfect outings, maybe practice is not as sharp and maybe the players are a little bit distracted. So because of that, no way I can play Seattle at this high of a point spread. I pass.
Steve, the Green Bay Packers -3 at the Oakland Raiders, total 47.
If there is one team in the NFL that I've lost more money on than the Oakland Raiders, I would like to know who they are. Last week, the Raiders gained 120 yards and Denver 330, and Denver can't win the game to win my teaser on the Denver Broncos, where all they had to do was win. I hate this Raider team. I pass.
But, Steve, that's not you losing money on the Raiders. That's you losing money on the Broncos by taking the Broncos.
Doesn't matter if I bet on or against the Raiders. If there's one team that knows who I bet and they'll do the opposite, it's Oakland.
Are you suggesting, perhaps, Steve, that this Raiders, whether they win or lose and by how many points, it's about you?
Yes, they know.
Oh, man. I'd probably lean Green Bay in this one, but I still don't have that much faith in them. I'm going to pass this game as well. No, I changed my mind. I'm going to put one unit on Green Bay. I just think Oakland, still a pretty young team. They just beat Denver. Oh, great win. Oh, you guys are awesome. Good job. And I think that Green Bay has a better sense now of who they are. Isn't that a book? Who You Are, or something like that. Anyway, I'll be going in this game with the Green Bay Packers, one unit, laying the 3.
Ross, the San Diego Chargers at home could be the final time in San Diego that the Chargers are at home. -1.5 points against the Miami Dolphins, 45.5 the total.
Yeah, and I like San Diego in this game. I just think the Dolphins, Monday night was the official end of their season. They realized that. They're going to be so intent on not having people make fun of them about not playing Lamar Miller more that they'll play Lamar Miller, they'll run Lamar Miller almost too much in this game. I think that the Chargers, especially guys like Rivers and Antonio Gates, I think the whole San Diego thing means something to them. I think they rally the troops for those fans. I think San Diego wins, maybe even by double digits. I'll put two units on the Chargers laying the 1.5 points.
Yeah, some interesting dynamics. Final home game for San Diego and for the St. Louis Rams for this year, but one wonders if it might be their final home games ever, if they're going to be moving to L.A. potentially, and will they get a bigger home field edge? The problem with San Diego at home is that oftentimes their opponents take over the stadium. Well, there's no Miami fans in Miami, so I don't think we're going to see any Miami fans in San Diego, so that will mitigate that problem. I agree, San Diego for a unit, -2.
The best bet.
Steve, the Denver Broncos at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh, -6.5. We have a total of 44.5.
Interesting. You've got an elite defense in Denver, and you've got a point spread here that's crazy. It's 6.5 on Pittsburgh. However, Pittsburgh is arguably right there with Carolina and New England as the best team in the NFL right now. I don't want to step in front of this train, especially because they cannot lose another game. They got a sweep. Pittsburgh 6-0-1 against the spread in home finales. This is their home finale. Good. I've got a nice trend to keep me from losing my money on Denver, which my power ratings say Denver, but I'm going to pass.
Yeah, this line tells you a lot about how they feel about these two teams. This line does not bode very well for Brock Osweiler, who, you know, I know you predicted Peyton Manning would get benched. Steve, you didn't predict that he'd get inserted back into the lineup, which might happen if Osweiler struggles and Denver loses this game. I think Pittsburgh wins the game, no doubt in my mind about that. With the spread, I'd probably lean Denver, but not enough to put any units on them. I will pass as well.
Ross, Cincinnati's at San Francisco. The Bengals -4.5 points, total 40.5.
Yeah, I'm going to put a unit on the Bengals. I think they're going to rally around A.J. McCarron. I think they're going to play well. I think that they're going to surprise some people. I think that the Niners are coming off just an unbelievably unacceptable performance in Cleveland. Maybe they'll bounce back from that. I don't know. But Gabbert's starting to look like the old Gabbert again a little bit. Give me the Bengals one unit on the road laying 4.5 points.
Really all comes down to A.J. McCarron, fifth round pick, just like Tom Brady. And I don't know. I saw some things I liked. I saw some things I really didn't like. I do know that the look-ahead line on this game was 7 with Cincinnati, and Dalton was going to be a top 7 vote-getter in the MVP voting this year. So if I lose clearly a top 10 guy, maybe a top 5 guy in the MVP voting, and replace him with A.J. McCarron, I think we should move the point spread more than 2 points for that. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this one.
Steve, let's wrap it up. Monday night, New Orleans, they're hosting the Detroit Lions. Saints -3, total 51.
Boy, the Lions, what to say about them? They just find ways to keep screwing up these games. New Orleans has been very, very good in the dome. You know, they've averaged 61 points in their games. Their defense is obviously terrible with or without Ryan. Let's make a nice, fun, recreational bet. Let's go over the 51. You can even find 50.5 for one unit on a Monday night football shootout.
Wow. That's interesting. I like that. I think New Orleans wins the game. I think they win a close, high-scoring game. So I don't like anything on the line, but you're right. I think it probably does go over 51 points. That's 25 for each team. Yeah, I'll put two units on the over.
The best bet.
Nice. That's a good way to finish a Week 15 edition of the Even Money Podcast. I should remind you guys that we are always open for any questions you have. Just forward me any of the sponsor confirmations that you can find over at rawstucker.com. And obviously, with it being the holiday time right now, that's a terrific, terrific time to go to the sponsor page. Bunch of different things, flowers and websites and Dollar Shave Club and a bunch of things that you could hook up your friends and family with. And then forward that confirmation to us and we'll ask Steve a question. Like I asked him about, laying that many points with the Patriots. Any question you want betting-wise,
Steve will answer it if you forward a sponsor confirmation to me, Ross at rostucker.com. Other than that, we love those of you that spread the word via social media, the iTunes comments. Hey, if you haven't done it but you thought about it, today would be a great day to give us an iTunes rankings and comments. Other than that, I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.